Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Ice Cube is in the house. What's up, Cube? How you doing, buddy?
Yo, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Doing awesome. Great to have you on the show. Now, listen, man, back on the show, I saw a tweet last week that you guys were about to drop something that was going to really change the big three. Matter of fact, like, I mean, alter it entirely. I got to tell you, I retweeted it. I was obviously fired up for it. But I'm thinking, what could it be? Like, what could it possibly be? And it's a little more than I even thought. You guys are basically, you are going to lower the age limit to 22. You're doing a bunch of things. Just talk about the – I got a couple of questions. I want to have some fun with you. But talk about the initiative. This is a big day for or a big moment for the big three.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to erase all the stigmas or any stigmas left that, you know, the league hasn't erased already. You know, I think we've proven that people love the style of play. So, you know, lowering the age limit was the key to making sure that we're just pro ball. You know, it's not any stigmas on the league, giving everybody a chance to show what they can do. Hopefully, maybe get some two-sport athletes coming over from, maybe the NFL. You never know. You know, it could be the NBA, but you never know.
Yeah.
So, we wanted to just open it up and make sure that we had the best Fireball 3 athletes we could find. Now, Fireball 3 is the style that we play. You know, it's not the traditional 3-on-3 that you used to or that we all grew up with. You know, our rules are unique to the game. So we wanted to lean into that. We didn't want to disrespect the game by changing rules, but we do want to make the game better. So, you know, the style we play is called Fireball 3. And another cool wrinkle is we opened it up to the public. We're doing a tryout where, you know, if you get the okay from our Hall of Famers, from our you know, players, then you can get an invitation to the combine.
Oh, nice.
And if you get in the combine, you can possibly get drafted. So,
oh man,
you know, it's really a cool way to make sure that we're not pigeonholing ourselves and we're, you know, able to get the best Fireball 3 athletes out there to play in the big three.
Yeah. Now, Cube, you basically mean you don't want to be pigeonholed into some of these older NBA guys who can do it one night, but they can't necessarily do it every night because they don't have the hop still. I'm interested, though, because when you guys do this, you realize that so many people are going to come out of the woodworks. I mean, former athletes. Think about Terrell Owens, right? Terrell Owens swears he could have been a basketball player. And he still is.
Randy Moss was good.
Like, all these guys, some former athletes, some of them never made it to professional athletics. They're going to want to jump into this. You guys are going to have to expand. I mean, you're 12 teams now. You're going to have to get bigger.
You know, we don't want to get big too soon. You know, we went from 18 to 12.
Yep.
And we feel like that's big enough for now until we, you know, really kind of master what we're doing. Then we can, you know, then expand. So, you know, it's still going to be 12 teams. You know, it's to me, it's going to be hard to you know, for a guy to walk off the street and make it, because you got to go through that gauntlet of fire. And then you got to get to the combine and do your thing.
Yeah.
And then you got to get somebody to draft you. So, you know, it's not a walk in the park.
But it's a chance.
It's a chance.
It's an opportunity.
It's a legitimate chance.
I know it is.
Because,
I know.
Because, you know, we want the best athletes. We don't just want to, like I said, pigeonhole ourselves. Now, former NBA players who have a history of playing overseas, they'll still be invited to the combine straight up. You
okay.
know, they won't have to try out.
So, got it. Got it.
You know, the top athletes are still going to – I mean, the top basketball players are still going to be in the combine. But, you know, you're going to have an influx of, you know, fresh faces who might have never played pro ball a day in their life that can play on this level. You know, some guys are great in the NBA, not so good in the Big Three. And then some guys was okay in the NBA, but they're great in the Big Three.
No, it's unique. It's a different skill set. I'm with you. I've seen it up close. It's a little different. Cube, I want to throw this by. Talking to Ice Cube, of course. I mean, do you really have to tell anybody who Cube is? But he's a global icon. In case you didn't know, he's also the founder of the Big Three. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. And I can say this, you know, because I've seen it. You know, Cube is not the – and I have so much respect for this man. Cube is not the kind of guy who just threw his name behind it, rolls in to the arena 3 minutes before opening tip, sits front row with his beautiful wife, which he does. He's at every single game, and then just bounces. I mean, I've seen him. He's actually beaten me to the arena. I swear to God, T, getting up shots, making sure the music's right, the in-game stuff. And Cube, I was talking to Justin Williams today on the car ride into work, right? And we both came to the conclusion, and this is a really unique thing about you, and I want to ask you if you feel this. In a world of cynicism, where there's so much hate and all the stuff that we know is out there, you are one of the few people, I really mean this, who seemingly has support from every corner of the world. Like, people look at you, and they want you to do well. Anything you put out, like an endeavor like this, they support it. And the response to what you dropped a couple of days ago for the changes, overwhelmingly favorable. Do you feel that?
Yeah, you know, I feel that. You know, if I do what I'm supposed to do, which is give people quality, give people passion, you know, not try to sell people something that I wouldn't buy. And, you know, to me, people respect that. And they might not always like what I do, but they always know I'm going to give 110%. And I believe in what I'm doing, and I'm not just a money grabber. So I just think people respect that. And, you know, they've rewarded me with longevity.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah. And, Cube, when you look at the league, as you look at the league, you're going into your fourth season now. Look, some people probably doubted this. Like, you got some old guys. You know, some of these guys have knees or shot. There's no way it's going to have legs. It'll be a good thing for a couple of years. But it feels like it's getting stronger as you're going forward. What's next on the horizon for you with the Big Three?
You know, just to do everything a little better than we did it last year.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that's the reachable goal. And look, I know a lot of people doubted these athletes, but I think it's because the word old really gets pushed around in sports a little too much every day. You know, these guys are not old. you know, can they play 82 games? Maybe. Maybe not. We don't know. But, you know, in this setting, these guys are the best in the world. So, that's how I measure them. You know, either you can do it or you can't. Either you compete at a high level or you can't. And if you can, you know, come try the Big Three. And we knew we were eventually going to evolve and get to a point where we had to open it up for the best, now Fireball Three athletes we can find. And that's where we are today. It's not wide open, but, you know, the door's cracked for players to come show what they got from all walks of life, who think they could play on this level.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I think it's a great story if somebody make it and do their thing and become, you know, somewhat of a household name when it comes to sports.
Yep.
Or when it comes to hoops. So, you know, we're excited.
You should be. But I don't know how excited you're going to be in a couple of months when the Clippers take out your Lakers here, Cube. I got to be honest with you.
are you having a stroke right now?
No,
I don't
man.
Know what you're talking about. I don't understand the words that's coming out your mouth.
But let me slow it down for you, Cube.
Please slow it down for me, man. Somebody check his pulse.
Take check my pulse. Okay. Let me lay this on you real fast.
It's beating a little fast. I think he's a little nervous.
No, I'm not nervous. Come on. Listen, the first game of the season, let's be honest. I mean, Kawhi punked LeBron, man. He punked him.
Man, look.
He did.
LeBron, it's the first game of the season. So everybody got excited. I got excited. And LeBron and the Lakers said, relax, y'all.
All right.
And you look up and they're at the top of the conference. And so, you know, the who?
C-L.
I don't have no rearview mirrors, man. I don't have no rearview mirrors. Right? I only can see what's forward.
Keep sleeping on it, man. Keep sleeping. When I see you this summer, and I will see you this summer, I'm going to remind you about this conversation, man. Hey, listen, Q.
All right,
buddy. Hey, listen, honestly, go ahead, T.
Yeah,
go,
it was just awesome catching up with
Very
you again,
cool.
Hugh. Yep, and good luck with this new endeavor. I think it's going to be cool, man.
It is going to be pretty cool.
Get some great young kids in this game, too.
We'll get you back on soon, summer, man.
In the summers, it's the funnest show in town. So
that's true.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to come back and kick it with you guys.
All right, man. Well, bring us some gear. You know, Tiki, I have gear. Tiki doesn't have any gear. Bring him some gear.
Yeah, I can't wear that extra large stuff that BT got.
I got you. No, I'm gonna get you in that extra medium.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's like he's lost all his muscle, Cube. He's
now
he's just a runner.
That's
he doesn't
right.
lift
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, the gun.
I got exactly.
All right,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate you, Cube.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
Right,
thank you very much.
All right. God bless.
He's back at you, man. Holding tight on his Lakers. The man's going to be very disappointed.
He's right about his Lakers.
Dude,
I'm telling you, he's right about his Lakers.
He's not right about his Lakers. Clippers are going to beat the Lakers in a seven-game series.
The Lakers have won five in a row without AD.
I don't care what they've won.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.